It's time for You Talking to Me with your host, Big JD.
That's right. I'm Big JD. You're listening to You Talking to Me here at CJAM. Dave Bracewell is here in the studio today. We'll be talking about his band Acoustic Fire, a local Windsor band with a debut CD recorded in LA. And Dave performs regularly at FM Lounge here in Windsor, and we'll talk about that as well. Please welcome Dave Bracewell to You Talking to Me. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Jeff. How are you doing, buddy?
Pretty good, man. How are you?
Good.
All right.
Yeah.
Pull up a little bit there. We'll turn you up a little bit.
Okay.
Usually you're pretty loud and you're belting them out. I thought you were going to be screaming here in the studio. So first of all, tell us a little bit what you do, what you play in the band, basically.
Well, I'm the chief writer, songwriter. I write all the music and write all the lyrics. And, I do it all myself. And then I have friends that help me out or want to be in the band or whatever. The band is different every time. Like, it changes gig to gig. You're going to see different people every time, and that's just the way it is. And until I form the right band and get the right people that want to do it with me,
mm-hmm.
that's the way it's going to continue.
So tell us a little bit about the band, how it began, and its inception kind of thing.
Basically, I just started to... I started out as a drummer, then went to singing. Started to sing in metal bands and was in the Toronto area for years doing that kind of stuff. Band called Death Militia, and was always writing lyrics, never wrote any music, and just would write and arrange for whatever band I was playing in. And just kept going on from there. I started jam with different people and just... picked up guitar one day, started playing guitar, and instead of playing covers, I played a few covers, and I got bored of that. I started to write my own songs, and had no idea it was going to turn into an album.
Mm-hmm.
Just kept writing and writing and writing, and before I knew it, I had enough songs for a record and put it together.
And what about the name? I read somewhere the name came about around a fire somewhere.
Yeah. So it was a fire in my backyard. And the fire was burning. I looked outside, and I was looking for a name.
Fire you guys were sitting around. House wasn't on fire or anything.
No,
it was...
no.
Okay.
No, we got it out before then. But I was thinking about a name at the time, and I saw the fire. I brought my guitar out. I was going to start playing around the fire, and I thought Acoustic Fire, and it's a cool name. Acoustic doesn't mean just acoustic guitar. It's the sound all around you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, I don't know, a fit. I asked a few people. They liked it. Got the .com, and that's it.
Tell me a little bit about the other players, some of the guys that you have.
Well, like I say, it changes all the time. Blake Stiller from Voodoo Mafia has been in a lot of bands, as you know.
Hey, wasn't Blake in Wicked Angel?
Blake was in Wicked, absolutely, and Soulless too.
Oh yeah,
and so he's been in quite a few of my bands, and he likes what I'm doing, so he hops up there every once in a while. I had my nephew, which his name's Nicholas, and he's also in the band Ontario Plates, who is an excellent jazz band. If you like brand new jazz stuff. Young kids, they're all 16, 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
They kick it. They're really good. So I've had him play. I've had different guys. Like I say, it's constantly changing. So you honestly, you never know. The day, if it says Acoustic Fire on it, you don't know who's going to be playing, but I there is one person that does, and that's me every time.
You're always there.
I'm always there.
You don't just send up a band and say, hey, is Acoustic Fire tonight? That'd be pretty sweet, though. Get paid for that. And you were primarily a vocalist in the past. I mean, you said you started out as a drummer, but you primarily sang lead
I
vocals.
I sang in the background of the drummers, yeah.
And then, so what brought about the change, though, to actually play guitar and harp as well?
We used to do some jamming in backyards, again, with the fire. It all comes around to this fire thing.
Right, yeah, cool.
And I used to be just a singer. So everybody would sit there playing guitar and everyone...
Not just a singer, folks. He was not just a singer.
Yeah, Jeff's told me for a while, so he knows a little bit.
You were awesome for... And we tried you out one time.
Yeah.
And it was him that passed on us at the time. It was a long time ago. And you were awesome back then, man. That was like early 80s, and he was singing Motorhead and Nugent and all that stuff, and it like blew us away. And then he blew us off, and, you know...
But it wasn't anything personal. You guys were just something different than what I was looking for.
But he was awesome back then. You were great, man. Like,
thanks, man.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I was singing. Everyone was playing guitar. There's a couple different guitar players there and that. And then everybody started singing, and it's like, well, why don't, you know, you got to do something different, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I picked up the harmonica, started playing the harmonica. And harmonica led to playing guitar. After playing harmonica for a while, you just go, you know, you just can't play harmonica by yourself all the time. So I got one of those Neil Young rigs, put it on, and I was able to do it. I was lucky.
Yeah, cool. So who were your influences, like, you know, growing up? And has that changed much through the years? Or
you know what? It has changed, but it seemed to go back. It's actually, you know, because...
The circle.
Yeah, exactly. I was a Led Zeppelin fan when I was a kid, always have been. Alice Cooper, another one,
mm-hmm.
And you know, like it's changed. It's Chris Cornell. It was at one time James Hetfield from Metallica. That's when they first came out. You know,
was always the singers that more influenced you than the bands?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. I always liked guitar players though too.
Yeah.
I've always loved guitar. I never played it until recently. You know what I mean? But yeah.
Now, you were also in Basket Case, which is a pretty heavy local band in the 80s with some airplay locally and even right here at CJM. Tell us a little bit about...
Well, Jeff mentions that because he was in the band.
Oh, you mean Big JD?
Yeah, oh yeah, sorry.
No,
Big JD. Sorry, I always keep forgetting that. Yeah.
The Basket Case was cool, man. It was an all-original band, put out amazing. A couple CDs, but the second one, you were away for that.
I was in California.
We had to have the bass player sing at the time, or who was playing guitar in the band by then or something. I don't know, but...
James.
We had Hugh Hefner playing bass for him.
Who also plays piano on the... Acoustic Fire CD.
Okay.
James.
And by the way, you're the guy to ask, whatever happened to Butsy? Dave Butler, was that his name?
I don't know. James talked about it.
Dave Butler?
I honestly don't remember.
Okay.
I honestly don't remember.
He was a drummer in Basket Case, and I could never remember who he was. I know he did like another local CD at some point. Someone had told me they knew him, but I could never find anybody that knows the guy.
James.
So,
he'd be the guy. And I talked to him, and I think when I asked him about it, he was pretty much like, I'm not sure either, so we don't really know if he's even alive.
All right, we're going to play a track off of your CD, Feel the Burn, and I guess this will be the title track. Title track called Feel the Burn, Dave Bracewell, Acoustic Fire.
Enjoy it.
Thank you. seem to pass me by. I know there is a reason for the pain we often feel, but still I have to wonder, do we really ever heal? Sometimes I feel like I'm living in a dream. Hoping I'll wake up to a new reality. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sometimes I feel like I'm living in a dream. Hoping I'll wake up to a new reality. Time heals all wounds. At least that's what they say. But I see walking wounded.
All right, we're back talking to Dave, Dave Bracewell from Acoustic Fire, and want to talk to you a little bit about the CD, actually. Tell us where you recorded it and who's playing on this thing, who was involved.
Okay, we recorded it down in L.A. The guitar player on there is called Kim Shaheen, and he is a L.A. musician slash session guy slash all around, Just everybody knows him down in L.A. And he's been on Elton John's first record. He's played with Genesis. He's played, used to be in America before they made it. He was one of the original guys. And he's just this session guy that is incredible. And most of the stuff on the record that you hear was done in one take. And, he's doing a three-track layering. One take every time. Mm-hmm. And it was just amazing to watch him play and just do his craft, man. The guy is just fantastic. And the engineer was engineer slash co-producer, because I co-produced the album, Roby Banerjee. And his working credits include the Rolling Stones, ZZ Top, Neil Young, David Crosby, just the who's list of LA people. And he's works at a place in L.A. called the Sound, or the Mint. He does sound in the Mint, and all the big shots come through there every time. He knows everybody. Everybody knows him. He's a fantastic guy, and I've known him since we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
And how it all went down was he heard one of my songs on Facebook, I believe. I had it posted. He loved it. Said, "What are you doing with it?" And the rest is history.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
And where can listeners get the CD, actually, and tell us about your website?
Acousticfire.com. The whole thing's up there now. You can listen to it first if you want to listen to it. And
try before you buy.
Try before you buy, exactly. Yeah, PayPal, credit card, whatever. It's $10. It's a cheap thing. I'm not trying to make a lot of money off it.
Is that in any of the stores locally or anything? You got it at Dr. Disc or anything like that?
I had it at Dr. Disc, yeah. They...
Sold out?
They sold out very quickly. And then it's actually at the guitar place, George's new one, Guitar Shop, and Tecumseh Music Center.
Okay.
Down at the end there, they've got it too. So
all right.
A few
and you're also out in the front yard in the summertime selling the...
There you go.
No. No, that's great. AcousticFire.com, again, the website, of course.
Yeah.
And you also host Jam Night at FM Lounge.
Yeah.
That's on Saturdays, right?
I encourage people, if you... doesn't matter if you play covers, if you play guitar, sing. We have some people just get up there just and sing with no music. You know, we don't care. If you do juggling, if you're a comedian, whatever you like to do... if it's you have to check, because sometimes they have bands playing that night, but on nights that the bands aren't playing, come on out. And if you want to check it out on Facebook, it's the only open mic on Saturday night on Facebook.
So is that the actual title of it?
Okay. Yeah. So if you punch that in, you find it. You add yourself to that list, then you'll know for sure if we're playing that week.
Okay, so they don't have to call the club or anything like that,
no,
or whatever.
Just get on there. Before every week, I say, we're playing Saturday, blah, blah, blah. We're starting to get a good group of regulars out there. CD Music plays out there. Tony Coates plays out there. We've had David Zelko out there. You know, a lot of local guys just jump. You know, it's a nice stage. It's great sound. Highly recommended.
Great out there myself, too, and it was a lot of fun.
That's right.
And like you say, it's an open mic night more so than just a jam night, because if somebody does poetry or something, I guess they could come up and do whatever.
Absolutely. Whatever.
Juggling, like he says.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Juggling.
Right on. Mm-hmm. So how do you describe Acoustic Fire? You know, the type of music it is? Is it rock? Is it...
Well, I like to call it classic rock.
Uh-huh.
I like to call it today's classic rock, really, because as far as I'm concerned, there's no more classic rock being made. You know, it's all, everything sounds, you know, radio kind of stuff. And I haven't listened to radio in years. And I think that's probably why, you know, why my sound is so different. Because I just, I remember my favorite time of music was the 70s.
Yeah.
And I think I reflect that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I like to say it's a cross between Floyd and Neil Young, if you can even say that. I don't know if you can.
Yeah, I would definitely say that.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with putting a label to describe something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's very Pink Floyd-esque.
Yeah.
And Neil Young as well, the harmonica style.
Yeah.
And thrown in there, because mix that together with Pink Floyd and you got Acoustic Fire.
There you go.
Right on. So how do you just... maybe you can tell us a little bit about some of the material that's on there. There's one song in particular that always seems to get I hear a little bit of controversy from different people about it, and I know you probably don't want to get too deep into anything about or who it's about or whatever, but it's Old Man.
Oh, Sorry Old Man.
Sorry Old Man, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to name any names, but
to protect the
that was written about a coworker of mine, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay.
The title pretty much says itself, so.
Yeah. Did you ever think about playing electric guitar at all, or you just want to stick to acoustic?
I have been noodling around with it. It's
Could we see a little of that maybe on the next Acoustic Fire?
You never know.
Some solos?
You never know. No solos.
Do you do any solos on acoustic guitar, or does
That's why I basically have the harmonica, is to make up for that.
Okay.
Because I just haven't been playing long enough, so I'm just cording it out for now, and I'm still playing. I'm still playing. Like learning more stuff on the electric and that, but because I've always had that heavier background too, so.
Uh-huh.
You never know. I like a lot of, I love punk rock. I love, you know, the Nirvana sound and metal. You know, I'm a metal guy from way back.
Yeah, so. It was odd for me to know that you had started this Acoustic Fire project, because I've always known you as being so heavy.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, your vocals are still, I mean, they fit in with this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're singing along the lines of the stuff that you're playing, but it's still, to me, I hear that old...
the whole heaviness.
Stuff in there, man. Yeah, it's heavy to me still.
Right on.
Then again, like when I listen to Sinatra, it's really heavy. So I don't know. I think it's relevant to its day or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I listen to some Frank Sinatra stuff or some old swing jazz, you know, and I think, man, you know what
those
I mean?
Guys could sing.
Not in the context of distorted guitars and metal, and you know what I mean. But the singers and the music, it just really gets going.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Yeah. So, and you're going back to LA soon, I guess, because you you're going to redo the vocals on
the vocals
CD.
Are going to be all redone. Maybe not all of them. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking the two songs I might not touch are For You and Another Angel. But I think most of the record I'm going to redo, because when we did the record, down in LA. We did the whole thing in 1 week.
Yeah,
that's from me getting off the plane, showing them how to play it, and everything.
And had you played them live before that, really? Or
never? They never heard any of the songs before.
No, but you didn't play.
Oh,
were you out playing
no.
these or
oh,
really?
No,
or? Okay,
no. So the only time I started playing was after I did the record.
Right.
Yeah.
So your vocals and your probably the way that you you sing these songs and everything must have changed a lot.
Big time.
Yeah.
I could say I've been singing these songs for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And they're stronger than ever, I think, yeah. vocally.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because the music's so strong, I think it should reflect that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, gonna do it, redo it, finish the whole thing, and then it's done.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna move on. I've already written two more songs.
And then next year, when you're singing them even better, then you go back and redo them again.
I'll do a live album.
But you're going to the same place. Yeah. I just throw a live track behind this.
Yeah.
So you're going back to the same place?
Yep.
With the same engineer?
Same engineer, okay, same yep. co-producer. We'll co-produce it
right.
again. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the guy's fantastic. We mm-hmm. work together well. And, I mean, I wouldn't want to do it any other way.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Cool. Now, about writing, do you write lyrics to music or music to lyrics? Which way does it work for you? Does it vary?
It varies.
Yeah?
It varies, yeah. Sometimes mm-hmm. I'll just scribble out some lyrics and put some music to it later. Sometimes I'm writing a tune and then kind of shelve it away and then write lyrics, put it together. Like I probably have enough for a half of another CD
oh, yeah.
already.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got two finished songs now. So actually, yeah, I've got two. Yeah. So that's, you know, who knows when I'm down in Cali, maybe I'll record two more.
There
who
you
knows
go.
What we're going to do down there. But I know.
What happens in Cali stays in Cali.
That's right. No, it comes here.
Oh, yeah, that's Vegas.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't do your album in Vegas or you can't bring it back.
That's right.
So who did the graphics for the, or who did the art for the cover of the CD?
A guy named Christopher Lloyd.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
He's the guy from Back to the Future.
But
no? Different Christopher Lloyd? Or was that Lloyd Christopher?
I think that might okay. be Lloyd
Who's the dude? Was he a local guy here?
Or? Yeah, he's a local guy okay. here. I found him on the internet. I believe I found him on Kijiji. And just kind of put out saying, hey, I'm looking for somebody, blah, blah, blah. We started talking, and he works very well with direction.
Which,
so I can say, okay, try this, try that. And we basically threw, you know, ideas back and forth. I think his name might be Chris Lloyd. Yeah, I hope I'm not making a mistake here. It's probably on the record anyway.
Yeah, sure.
But, we just threw things back and forth. It took probably about 2 weeks to put the whole thing together, and there you go.
Very cool. And let us know again where we can, where people, listeners can pick up the CD and your website.
You can listen to it and pick it up at www.acousticfire.com. And
all right. Well, it was really cool having you here at the station today.
Thank you, man. Thanks
and we're going to actually, we're going to head out today by playing another song from the Acoustic Fire CD, Feel the Burn, and this is, what's this, It's So Hard?
It's So Hard, yeah.
All right, here we go. We'll be right back. All right, I want to thank my guest, Dave Bracewell from Acoustic Fire, for being here today. And he didn't perform live. We were thinking of having him perform live today, but he didn't. But maybe next time when he's in here. And you can catch him at FM Lounge Saturdays at 9 p.m. Again, he says check the Facebook page for that. And if you know anybody with an interesting career story or life experience to share, they'd like to be a guest on You Talking to Me, visit the website, youtalkingtome.ca. That's the letter U, talking the number 2, me.ca. I'm Big JD. Thanks for listening.
CJAM 99.1 FM.